Hey, welcome to episode 8 of Film 45. Today we travel east slightly to head over to Wisconsin, and we spend the time talking with Kevin Pontutti, who is a professor at UW-Stout in Menominee, and we talk about the entertainment and design programs over there, as well as the summer cinema intensive program. Trust me, you're going to want to find out about that. I'm Jeremy Wilker. I'm a filmmaker and the owner of Tweak Digital.
You're listening to Film 45.
Here is the Film 45 calendar of upcoming events of note.
You should pay attention to what's going on at the Minnesota Legislature. Our elected officials are going to possibly continue, or the way it's sounding, maybe dismantle this snowbait program that gives tax incentives, which are basically refunds, to movie and film productions done in the state here. I've taken advantage of this program. It works. It's easy. It's effective. I think we should continue it. It keeps us competitive with other states and countries, i.e. Canada. I would just love to see our newfound growth continue and be bolstered instead of torn down and destroyed. So please, if you have not already written to or called your elected officials, take time to do that today. In screening news, the big hit of MSPIF 2015 may have been Al Milgrom's documentary entitled The Dinkytown Uprising. It is still playing at the Film Society of Minneapolis-St. Paul. Check listings for film times. Over at the Flyway Minima, White God is screening on May 15th, 16th, 17th, and 21st, followed up by La Dolce Vita later on if you've not ever seen that Italian classic. At the Trilon, maybe check out the Minneapolis Hitchcock Film Festival, or pay attention to what Sound Unseen Festival is doing. Their documentary screening entitled Soul Boys of the Western World about Spandau Ballet. Or maybe check out the 70mm print of Vertigo playing at the Heights Theater on Thursday, May 14th. There's always lots of options going on. Pay attention, get involved. Now let's get to the interview. All right, so we're sitting here outside on this beautiful porch in the woods in Menominee, Wisconsin, talking with Kevin Pontutti, who is a professor at UW-Stout. Welcome to Film 45.
Thanks, Jeremy. It's great to be here, and thanks for coming out and visiting us here. So I'm the program director for the BFA in Entertainment Design, or the Bachelor of Fine Arts in Entertainment Design here at UW-Stout. I teach a variety of courses. I teach some of the cinema courses, animation, and typically the visual storytelling or storyboarding classes.
Awesome. And how long have you been with UW-Stout?
I guess I'm finishing up my sixth year. So 6 years at the end of today. Today's the last day of classes, but then we have finals next week. So yeah, finishing my sixth year, which is kind of hard to believe.
Well, it's awesome. In terms of full disclosure, I am on the professional advisory board here for the cinema and entertainment section, I guess.
Yep.
And
we're very happy to have you.
Well, thank you. And that's how I became connected with Kevin. Actually, I think we met at the Flyway Film Festival. Mm-hmm. And Flyway is oftentimes a connector amongst filmmaking fans and creators. Yeah,
I think you actually met one of my students, Calvin Keyes, who I think kind of came up and cornered you at the reception, and then from there, like we kind of connected through Calvin, you know, over a glass of wine or something.
Yeah, but, yeah. And I remember talking outside the lounge for a decent amount of time and being very fascinated with everything you were telling me about the program.
Sure.
So today we're having a professional advisory board meeting and the mm-hmm. student show is tonight. And yep. I'm excited to see everything because, you know, when I first started on the professional advisory board and did some student work reviews and did some speaking at one of the classes, it was fascinating to see what the programs were, you know, mm-hmm. what the students were working on. And I got to say, last year when I came over for the same thing, it just seemed like the quality of work had jumped up a noticeable amount, you know.
That's good to hear.
Yeah, it was very impressive. I was really blown away. And I know a couple of your students had recently done successful Kickstarters, maybe not your direct students, but students in the entertainment and design and cinema programs. So that's really cool to see that they're out there hustling and they're raising money for their works and they're producing things that are out in the wider world beyond university.
Totally. So we had, and speaking of that, we have, I think we have 11 students that are presenting tonight for their senior exhibitions. And that's a mix of, within the entertainment design program, we have concentrations for digital cinema, animation, and then also comic art. So, or comics and sequential art. And, it's a fairly new program. This is actually the first, we started it about 4 years ago. And this is actually, I think, one of the first cohorts that has actually gone through the entire program from start to finish. Like, I remember having some of these students in our in my Intro to Digital Narrative course, which is a storyboarding course that we teach their first semester, or they take their first semester. And I know this one group that I have right now, there was three or four that are now graduating that were originally in that class. And so I think, I'm hoping that one of the things that's happening is now that, the program's starting to mature a little bit and, the curriculum's kind of sinking in or, getting, established, and we're starting to see that level of work go up. And so we're pretty excited with this group of students and even some of the ones coming up. I think it'll be, we've got some really good kids.
Yeah. One thing I want to talk about first, I'll come back to asking you more about the programs that Stout offers, but what I'm super excited about, and I am taking part in this in some fashion, is this summer cinema intensive that you've come up with. Tell us what that is. What is it, and when is it happening, and what is the goal of it? Yeah.
So So this is the first year that we're offering this. We're piloting the UW Stout Summer Cinema Intensive. It is an 8-week, 6-credit immersion class, or two classes kind of back to back, really. Totaling up to 8 weeks, and it's something that we set up. I taught a summer cinema class 2 years ago that was a 4-week. Typically our summer sessions are 4 weeks. Students meet 4 to 5 days a week, 6 to 8 hours a day, depending on the intricacies of it. So I did a section of this 2 summers ago, and it was fantastic. It was a really great way for students to kind of, have the time to kind of make films. One of the things that are really challenging with the typical semester long, students taking 5 classes at a time, film's so collaborative that it really becomes challenging with the logistics of being able to, work on a project for a solid amount of time. So the nice thing that I found with the summer program, a couple years ago, is that we were able to, they're taking one class, I'm teaching one class, they're all in the same class together, their schedules all align. And the results that we got out of that 4-week class, in some cases, I think were actually better than what we would get out of the full, 15-week class. The amount of course hours that the students are engaged in class is the same, but because it was so kind of compressed and they could just kind of work, and not stop, they didn't have to switch gears all the time, they could shoot into the evening. Filmmaking in the summer is pretty great. We have the long daylight hours and everything. So that was a big impetus for and I guess the one kind of complaint that if there was one, was that I wish we could keep going, and had more time.
even longer.
So if we the idea of going from 4 weeks to 8 weeks to really allow the students to kind of become immersed and engaged, and so we could bring in some and also use a couple of weeks of kind of ideation, project planning. We're bringing in a bunch of speakers and some master classes to kind of go along with it. All that stuff, I think, is kind of coming together for this program, and it starts June 8th, I believe, and runs till the end of July. And so I'm really looking forward to it. We had a meeting last night. We have 18 students, I think, signed up right now. Still a couple spots left. But we had an info meeting last night that was really great. And the students seem, you know, even though it's the end of their semester, they're still kind of fired up, I think, for taking a little break and then coming back in June for this event.
Yeah, well, it's such a practical, hands-on, and like intensive, it's in the title, immersive
yep.
situation. And to have it be 8 weeks and to have all these other related activities happening around creating something, because I mean, that's the goal of the mm-hmm. class, is to film and create something.
Yep.
And 8 weeks, I mean, that, I don't know, that's great. I mean, you have time for storyboarding, for rehearsal, for finessing the story. And, you know, a lot of indie films, they only shoot for, you know, 3 or 4 weeks
right.
tops.
Yeah.
And that's tough. That's really tough. You're always against mm-hmm. the limitations of time.
Yeah.
Not to mention money, but you know.
Sure, sure.
So to have 8 weeks where all this is just focused on producing something and collaborating together and trying on different hats in this nurturing environment, I'm super excited about it. And I'm not even taking the class. I mean, I'll be helping out whenever possible. And
yeah,
I'm super
yeah.
excited about that. But I can't wait to see how it goes and what's produced with it. So now you said there's a couple spots left. So it's a 20 seat course.
We have it set up for 20. There are, and it's something where our existing UW Stout students can sign up, or we've opened it up to you know, students from other universities, students that, you know, are just people with interest. You know, we've really tried to set it up in a way that was pretty inclusive, and we have a couple students that are coming in that are not current Stout students right now. And hopefully, you know, we hope this is something that, you know, catches on and we can kind of expand next year. I'm already starting to look at a couple of kind of smaller events or different kind of modules to kind of add to this. You know, possibly we've been talking a lot about a high school program or something that's even more of like kind of a shorter kind of master class that we could really, you know, target towards, you know, working professionals and that sort of thing, so that there's a nice, you know, really kind of building the community around the filmmaking and, you know, connecting our students and in the university in general with, you know, a lot more of opportunities, that kind of thing.
If you can real briefly, give us a little bit of an outline of kind of how it's shaping up so far.
So the way we've got the course, the program structured is the students are going to be, actually, I've already given them some homework. I kind of rolled some of that out last night at the info meeting where, once again, you know, I encourage them to take a little, you know, little time to, you know, little break and relaxation, but then to start, you know, working on some of story ideas. So going through a bit of an ideation process, you know, between now and June 8th. And I kind of gave them some resources to kind of look into that. And then, you know, once obviously, you know, I think some of the students are going to come in, you know, they're already been, I think, started on some scripts that, you know, they're already kind of fired up about it. And they're like, oh yeah, I'm going to do this summer. And, you know, and some of them have already started kind of writing. Some of them are a little, you know, don't have as much of that background. So I know we're kind of planning a short kind of, you know, script writing kind of workshop with the students that, you know, haven't gone through that module yet. And, so the idea is that, you know, a lot of ideation between now and when the course starts. And then that first week is really a lot about ideation. It's helping them. It's these kind of, you know, ideation workshops, you know, the script writing workshop, going through some production methodologies, visual storyboarding, kind of, you know, really that first week's all about that. The second week, we started getting into some shooting exercises to try and get the students really kind of gelling in terms of like teams. They're all going to be working in small groups, working on their own story ideas, but then crewing each other's films. And so, you know, there will be a lot of films made this summer. And again, this is a model that we went through a couple summers ago, which worked really well, where they were able to lead their own, you know, and direct and come up with, you know, their own story ideas. Take that all the way through production, but then, you know, be there to support each other and their visions. And that seems like a really nice format. So we're kind of rolling with it. And then the third week is typically when what we're imagining is that, you know, the third week is when our rental equipment's going to arrive. Canon's one of our sponsors and is being really helpful in terms of providing a nice group of their C100 cameras for the students to use during the shooting segment.
So they're going to get exposure with very typical equipment that they would have access to out in the real world as indie filmmakers.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's been really, and I could maybe come back to that, but that's really one of the other big components of this is like, you know, this, how it kind of fits into like our delivering our technology, you know, experience to the students. But so, you know, for about 3.5-4 weeks, they're going to have a lot of equipment that they don't normally have access to here on campus, you know, for to work with on the project. So there'll be about, you know, 4 weeks of filming, and then the last 3 weeks of class will be, you know, editing, post, you know, putting their you know, their trailers together, thinking about submissions, thinking about, you know, their press kits and that sort of thing.
Yeah. And so these are creations that they own outright and they can do whatever they want with. They can submit to festivals. They
absolutely
can put it online for rental or download, or whatever. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Cool. And are you providing options for lodging? I mean, since it's an 8-week course, people are living here, they're staying here, camping out. What's going on?
Yeah. So a lot of, again, right now there's a lot of the students that are existing students already at UW-Stout. And so they're either already in the dorm or they're living in apartments, that sort of thing. But we do have really, really cost-effective housing available for students that are, you know, that are interested in coming from off campus or out of Menominee. I think it works out to be somewhere, I think it's $60 a week. To stay in the dorm. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. I think that's right. Yeah. I think it's $60 a week. I got to double check that. I'll double check that. But
I think I remember hearing that might be the rate, and that's just so low.
Right. That doesn't include the dining, the meal plan. And I think, you know, the idea is that you would stay in the dorm, but then you would do a meal plan that's, you know, just, you know, eat in town. There's plenty of options and everything. But so super, you know, that's really, and that's something I didn't really anticipate actually when I was kind of putting the program together, was like how, I was like, wow, you know, I might go check in for a week. I mean, a little vacation or something. Because it just, you know, that just is really pretty awesome.
Yeah. Do you have any names of guests that you can reveal at this point, or speakers that are attending, or some of that other kind of stuff?
Yeah. So there's, like I said, Canon. We have a couple of people from Canon, Lisa Guglieri and Ed Myers. I know Ed's really hoping to make it. He was here during the spring. So we've got a couple of people from Canon coming in. Old friend of mine, John Dolan, who is a commercial director in Los Angeles. He's not going to be able to make it here in person, but he's offered to Skype in. I've worked with him via Skype before in some of my classes. Yuri Neiman, who is a ASC cinematographer based out of Los Angeles, and is also the co-founder of the Global Cinematography Institute in LA.
I've been hearing about that a lot.
Yeah. And he and Vilmos Zsigmond started a film school in LA, really targeting quite a few, I think, that kind of, you know, market, you know, the really wanting to get kind of like, you know, on set, hands-on experience. You know, I think there's some good parallels with our programs. And one of the reasons he's coming is to kind of look for partnership opportunities between our schools. And I'd love to be able to, you know, kind of send students out there to kind of, you know, tap into what they're able to offer. And then I think there's some things here that we offer that he's hoping to kind of tap into. So we've already had some discussions about, he's an old kind of friend, client of mine. And it was really nice to connect with him last summer when I was out in LA. And so we've been kind of trying to figure out opportunities to, you know, do some more exchanges or get some things kind of going.
And he's just like, God, if only I had a location that had a shit ton of snow all the time.
Right? I know, right? Well, he's Russian background, so he understands winter, I think. And he's a great guy, and really, I'm looking forward to him coming and hopefully sitting right here at the table on the porch for dinner.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
I'll have to have you here for that. Yeah.
And I mean, what better place, you know, spend your summer in the woods around northern Wisconsin here? I mean,
it's pretty great
natural resources.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's really, you know, I moved here from Los Angeles 6 years ago, and you know, I grew up in the Midwest, so I kind of knew what I was in for in terms of weather and everything. But, you know, I love it. I think our location here in Menominee, I kind of feel like I have the best of both worlds, right? I mean, you've got the small college town, you've got, you know, and it's in a really great community. You know, Menominee is just, you know, really an interesting kind of little art community. And, but then also having Minneapolis and St. Paul, you know, an hour away, to me, it's just been a really nice mix. And really, you know, I don't know if I would have, you know, I think without Minneapolis, I think it would have been a harder sell for me originally. But, you know, knowing that there's such a great city right next door, you know, we tap into that a lot.
Yeah. And that drive is really easy. Straight shot. Cool. Well, tell us a little bit more. You mentioned a little bit of your background. Why don't you go into a little more detail with that?
Then
we'll talk about what the courses and the programs are that Stout offers.
Right. So
you grew up here.
I grew up in Ohio,
a small town
in Ohio, and then went to, did my undergraduate work at Slippery Rock University, in studio art. And then, kind of went straight to grad school at Syracuse. I got my MFA at Syracuse, and then moved out to the West Coast soon after that. First to San Francisco, spent, I don't know, 4 or 5 years there. And then, you know, moved down to LA, after my daughter was born, and my wife, Mimi French, wife, business partner, you know, she's originally from Los Angeles. And so after my daughter was born, we moved down there. And, I was working, you know, mostly, more, you know, on a photographic, background, you know, kind of, you know, photography and imaging, and then kind of started moving, more into time-based media, as the medium kind of changed a little bit. And, so my background is really pretty heavy in, photographic image making, both on a, you know, a shooting standpoint, but then also from a post-production, and even, you know, kind of printing. I ran a pretty well-known, exhibition and digital production lab in Los Angeles called Studio P. And I did that for, I guess, like 10 or 12 years, before, you know, looking into teaching and, you know, also getting a little burnout on being in LA, which is like a big kind of push for making the move back to the Midwest. And, but I still, you know, I love LA. I get to go out there quite a bit because we have family out there, and I really do, you know, try and stay professionally, you know, connected. And, last summer I was able to go out for a summer, you know, go out for the whole summer as an artist in residence at a place called the Lapis Press that was, you know, I was kind of working on printing some of my, fine art exhibition, prints and, editions. And so, you know, being able to do that I was really able to kind of reconnect with some friends and, you know, professional contacts that kind of tie into what I do here at Stout too. So, you know, having that opportunity to kind of, you know, do a little bi-coastal-ish, you know, to be able to kind of, you know, maintain those connections, I think something that's really good both for me personally, but then also for the school too. So they support it really well.
Yeah. I remember, because I follow you on Facebook, I remember seeing you post from your summer out there, and I was so envious. I was like, oh my God, he's just like, he's out there, he's creating, he's printing, because I have a background in print as well.
Yeah.
And so I was just like, how does he get to do this fun stuff all summer long? What's going on? But, you know, you have your summer off, I guess. Well, not this summer, but...
Not this summer.
Yeah.
I teach a lot of summers, so, yeah. You know, and it's good. I mean, I'm either usually teaching part of the summer and then trying to make work, you know, whether it's, you know, making a film or making, you know, photographs. I usually stay pretty busy doing one of those two things, so it's fun.
It's awesome. Okay, well, tell us a little bit more about the programs here at Stout, because a lot of people, it's kind of news to them. When I tell them about it, they're kind of surprised because it is a very impressive and what's the word I'm looking for? You know, I think, I don't know what the word is, reputational, like it's got weight. It's important. And just, I think, you know, if anything, we can just spread the word more about what's going on here. So go ahead. This is, you got the microphone.
So, I mean, you know, if you're new to the University of Wisconsin Stout, and I mean, one of the things that I think, and I've been, you know, kind of learning more of the history, you know, I still feel like a little bit of a newcomer. You know, one of the things that became really apparent is that, and even when I remember visiting here, coming from Los Angeles and being like, how do you say Menominee? How do you, you know, where is this place? And you know, and I have to say, I was a little skeptical coming from LA to visit originally. I just didn't know much about it. And I didn't know much about this region. And, but when I got here, I really was kind of blown away with, you know, both, you know, the university as a whole, but then also, you know, the art department at the time. You know, and, you know, since I've been here, we've actually transitioned from, like, you know, one department and one major with a bunch of concentrations now to multiple departments with multiple majors. A really kind of big transition kind of happened in the last 5 or 6 years here. But really kind of expanding, I think, some things that had been kind of set in place. You know, I think we're having our 50th year anniversary for the, you know, the art department, in the fall. We're planning a big event, but I guess the point I'd try and make is that, you know, UW Stout has about 10,000 students on campus, and the School of Art and Design has 1,000 of them. So literally the School of Art and Design is a 10th of the university. So it's a really big part of what Stout does. And we really, you know, as a polytech, we really focus a lot on applied learning. You know, we want our students to, you know, to definitely, you know, learn the theory, to be very well-rounded, but then we also want to be able to, you know, have them apply those skills into, you know, active, you know, immersive experiences. And so, that's one of, I think, when you look at what we do and, you know, our kind of mission, I think that's kind of at a big core of it. So we always kind of go back to that. But we do have, you know, we have, you know, a number of majors. We have, you know, interior design, graphic design and interactive media. We have our studio art program, industrial design, entertainment design, which is the program that I'm program director for. And we basically have three concentrations under that. We've got the digital cinema, which is the concentration I'm probably most connected with, animation, and then the comics and sequential art. And when I first got here, one of the charges was they had wanted me to kind of look at their multimedia concentration and really try and figure out how to kind of, you know, make it a little more contemporary, sort it out. It kind of become like this big kind of melting pot of all these things that related to digital, but didn't have a lot of like direction. And so over, I guess, my first, you know, 2 years here, I spent a lot of time kind of talking with the, you know, the faculty and students and our advisory board at the time about like, okay, what makes the most sense moving forward? And we really kind of honed in on this idea of storytelling for this kind of entertainment design major. So we ended up keeping, you know, the animation, the video cinema side of it, the illustration and the comics and sequential art, and, you know, that part of it all connected to narrative. We kept that under the umbrella of entertainment design, and then moved the kind of web design component over to graphic design and kind of added that into their like graphic design and interactive media major, which seemed to make a lot of sense. I mean, if you're doing graphic design and you're not doing websites, so that was like a big, you know, the big kind of shift for us. And then we also added a new game design program, which is really taking off also. And we do a lot of collaborating between the different, you know, especially within entertainment design and game design. At one point we thought about really even combining those, but they were getting so big already that to be able to kind of manage that, it made sense to kind of keep them separate. Although Dave Beck, who's my, you know, dear friend and colleague, I mean, we collaborate together all the time on projects, and that's a lot of fun. So there's this, you know, a lot of, you know, great, you know, it's a fairly, you know, like young group of faculty. It's, you know, very energetic. It's something that like hooked me in right away when I came to visit. And I remember going back to LA and talking to my wife, Mimi, and just being like, she's like, what'd you think? I'm like, I really liked it. I mean, the people here are great. And, you know, the university is really supportive and the kids are awesome. I really, you know, they really come in, you know, they're motivated, they're looking for stuff to do. And so for me, it was like a really kind of a score in that sense.
Yeah, I would agree. The kids, the faculty, everything is really awesome over here. And, you know, do yourselves a favor and check it out and spread the word. what are the actual degrees that students can earn here?
So
in the entertainment.
Entertainment design, so they would get a Bachelor of Fine Arts in Entertainment Design, and then they would have a sub-concentration in either digital cinema, animation, and animation that could be 2D animation, 3D, we do stop motion, all that kind of fits, you know, under animation, and then comics and sequential art, which is, you know, making comics, you know, books, you know, digital, you know, other uses of sequential art, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. So it is a BFA in entertainment design. And then, like I said, also we, our game design, you know, there's a BFA in game design also, and that's a really unique program that, has a both, you know, art side and a computer science side. And, you know, we do a lot of collaborating.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, I think one of the cool things that is really happening are some of these kind of collaborative projects that we're starting to do where we're, you know, both working with, you know, getting our art students working across majors, but then also working across majors, you know, with other partners on campus to do, you know, things that are, you know, maybe a little wacky or, you know, also supportive to some of the other departments. Like we did some videos for our social science major. And, you know, they put together this new applied social science research center. And so I got some of our students kind of, you know, working with their faculty, doing interviews and creating, you know, videos. You know, video is very, you know, kind of in demand, right? At least I'm getting a lot of calls for, you know,
sure,
videos to be made. You know, it's something where, you know, our students that are, you know, that come out with those kinds of skills, I think are really, you know, they're getting, you know, they're getting hired on campus to do videos. They're getting hired, you know, locally, regionally. So, you know, the program, you know, we try and look at it as, you know, I don't know if tiered's the right word, but one of our students, for example, just got hired. He's more of a visual effects artist because, you know, we do a lot of collaboration between cinema and animation, and sometimes trying to figure out where that line actually exists, if it does at all anymore.
Right.
All this stuff is very collaborative, but he just got hired at MPC, the moving picture company, which is like a top, you know, kind of AAA visual effects studio. He's starting there as soon as he kind of wraps up school and moving up to Montreal for that job. So, you know, we've got these students that are, you know, really interested in visual effects. We've got a great green screen studio. You know, I teach a lot of compositing, kind of, you know, really trying to really think about the, you know, the entertainment and the, you know, digital cinema specifically about being this kind of contemporary filmmaking practice kind of approach where we're using all these different tools to make films or make animations, you know, across different themes, you know, or different kinds of things. So students, if they want to make a documentary, you know, we give them the skills for doing that. If they want to get into making, you know, more, you know, I guess, you know, thinking about like Hollywood visual effects or that sort of thing, you know, we really are kind of teaching the tools to be able to do that.
It doesn't even have to be like Hollywood digital effects.
No,
I mean,
no.
Sometimes you just need to get a boom out of the shot or do a little sky replacement
exactly,
or something,
yeah,
you know, where it's not like super intensive. You're
totally.
You're not shooting, you know, 400 shots on a green screen and then comping it all together. You're doing a couple fixes, you know?
Yeah,
and so to know the process and to be aware of it and maybe even have the direct skills mm-hmm. for it, that's super handy. I mean, and geez, you know, I've had to do that a couple times on my own projects, and I've had mm-hmm. sometimes had to do it all myself, or sometimes I just said, here's what I need and I'm going to hire it out. And,
yeah,
you know, and being able to speak to that effectively and mm-hmm. be very specific about what your needs are when you are hiring something out or bringing someone onto the team.
I mean,
it just makes everything flow so much smoother. So that's really cool. All right. In closing, I guess the question I like to throw out to everybody is, what do you think the current state of filmmaking is here in the North?
Well, you know, I think that's, yeah, I mean, obviously I'm a believer in, you know, in what's happening here regionally. You know, we've got so many great things going on, you know, we've got, you know, we've really been able to kind of connect with the Flyway Film Festival, and getting to know them and getting, you know, our students involved in that has been really great. So I think, you know, I look at it as there's a lot of great things happening. You know, I hope that our summer program is kind of helping contribute to that momentum and adding to it. And I'm hoping that, you know, I'm trying to connect more with Minneapolis, and, you know, we get, you know, I do get a little lost sometimes out here in the woods, and, you know, and I kind of enjoy that a little bit, but, you know, Menominee itself is kind of, I think, you know, really, you know, it's a super creative community. We have a great theater program here. There's, you know, multiple, you know, theater outlets, the Maple Tainers here. There's a real kind of community around theater, music, and now film, I think. And it's something that, you know, we've had so much support from the community, you know, for some of these initiatives and getting people involved in just making films. And it's great now because, you know, a lot of times I'm like driving around Menominee and I see these, like, you know, these films being made. I'm like, what are they doing over there? Who is that? Where'd they get that boom? Or what, are they, you know, wait. You know, yeah. So it looks, you know, it's much more common now to see students out and even community members like saying, hey, we can do this and we want to do this. And I think that's a really, you know, I'm a big supporter and you know, and kind of this homegrown kind of local, you know, also, you know, also want to, you know, see, you know, and support, you know, other, you know, bigger productions and stuff like that. But like right now, I think, you know, we're really looking at trying to build the base of, you know, the students and the, you know, cause we would like to attract more, you know, projects to the area. And I think part of that comes with, you know, developing a workforce or developing a, you know, a community that, you know, can, you know, can do kind of community and, yes, and having that kind of established. So I think that's, you know, something I hope that, you know, we're contributing to at Stout.
Well, I think you are for sure. And yeah, in closing here, I guess just how do people track down and find information about the summer program and the school and you?
So for me, you know, my email address, I could just give it out. It's Pontutti, Pontutik at uwstout.edu. So that's an easy way to get directly to me. The website, I think, for the universities, www.uwstout.edu. We do have a website that I don't think I could rattle off in verbatim, but
I can make sure it's in the show notes here.
There we go. But yeah, we do have a website that has information about the program, and then just, you know, getting a hold of me is happy to talk to people.
Awesome. All right. And so as of this recording here, there are still two spots left for this summer course. I think you should jump on it if you have any inclination whatsoever. It's going to be a good time.
Oh, can I add one more thing?
Yeah, of course.
So I guess I forgot this. So one of the things we are doing with the program, and it's scheduled for June 19th, is we're going to be having an open house. How could I forget this, right?
Yeah, right.
So, open house.
Do you need another coffee?
I think I need. it's the last day of classes today. Yeah. It's been a big week. We've got our exhibitions tonight. So yes, I'm a little tired, but June 19th, we're having an open house that's really aimed at, you know, both prospective students, alumni, community, industry. We've got some really good events kind of lined up. We're going to have a big speaker, you know, speaking Friday night. And we, if everything comes together, we'll be doing a workshop on Saturday. So, but definitely we're going to be doing an afternoon event and an evening event on Friday the 19th. And so I'd love, you know, to meet more people and get them, you know, over here and seeing what we're doing.
Yeah, it's an easy drive, people. Put it on your calendar. Thanks for taking the time to chat today. And we're gonna go to a board meeting now.
All right. Well, it'll be fun. Thanks for having me, Jeremy.
Yep. Thanks. I really enjoyed that conversation with Kevin. If you want more information, remember, check out uwstout.edu or the links in the show notes here. Thanks for people contacting us on Facebook and Twitter. Again, it's film45.org is the website, but on Twitter, it's film45, all spelled out. Somebody else already had the other one. But we like hearing from you, and we really appreciate if you jump over to iTunes and give us 5 stars. It helps other people find this podcast, and let us know what you want to hear next. Until next time.
This has been a Film 45 podcast.